The Warriors day game in Orlando, full of supercharged action and a barrage of three-pointers. Stephen Curry with seven trays en route to a game-high 27 points as things come alive for the Warriors in the third quarter, where they outscore the Magic by 18 in a 42-point quarter. Klay Thompson scoring all of his 21 points from beyond the arc, joining Steph with seven threes. Kevin Durant added 15 points and 10 rebounds to the effort, while 14 points from Zaza Pachulia and 13 points off the bench from JaVale McGee, also key as the Warriors beat the Magic 118-98 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond Green.
Yeah, third quarter was great. For whatever reason, we've had a bunch of really good third quarters in last couple of weeks. It seems to be the time when we pick up our defense, and that translates into some transition hoops and some three-pointers, and I don't know why, but that seems to be the key time for us these days. Exactly as I expected. I talked to the guys before the game about the importance of taking care of the ball. You know, it's a game with a noon start after a big week where a natural letdown, and so you got to play through that, and you got to be able to execute. And we did not do that at all. I think we were on pace for like 100 turnovers 5 minutes into the game. I mean, it was crazy, but they settled down and got it going.
You have a different bench than you've had for the last 2 years. How is it important to build these leads so you can start getting role guys in there and kind of playing with some lineups and different things?
Yeah, it's important to get everybody on the roster experience. Tonight we got Damian Jones out there for a few minutes, which was important. Patrick McCaw is really looking good right now. He spent the last month or so hardly playing, and last couple times we've put him out there, he's been great. So we're always looking to develop all of our guys, and it's easier to do it, obviously, when you can get a big lead and put everybody in.
The types of games that JaVale gets in there and has an effect on it, these types of games where you had 13 points, 13 minutes,
yeah.
What are the conditions left on that side of it?
Well, I think he was a little angry because he hadn't played much this week, and all that was matchups. I told him that. I said matchups are going to dictate a lot of things with you and several of our guys on the bench, and just so happened that the last few games we went different directions, and I love JaVale because he's a real pro. I mean, he stays ready, he never complains, he's great teammate. Guys love playing with him, they love being around him, and I thought he came in, gave us a huge lift today.
You have guys who can shoot like that. I mean, it's just a matter of time, and you're hoping that one of them gets hot. I mean, it's not often where they're all three going to be at bat.
Very rarely will all three of those guys be cold, and so if we can focus on defense, that means we're going to get out and run, and when we run, it's hard to guard the three-point line for the opponents. So that's why we just try to focus defensively, get stops, and with the firepower that we have with those guys, usually at least one of them will get going, and oftentimes two or all three guys will get the shot going. So tonight it was Steph and Klay. They each hit seven threes. But it's basically all set up by the defense in order to get us out running.
Would you have been able to play on this team? Because before the game, you were introduced as a Magic star.
I'm a star. I told told my buddy, the PA announcer, that I believe I was here 3 months and I scored a total of 12 points. But you're going to have to look that up. It might have been 14. And I looked at him, I said, star? And he said, in my eyes, you were a star. All right, thanks.
Is that your version of like alternative facts? I don't know if you saw
that. Yes. Sean Spicer will be talking about my Magic career any second. No. Yeah. 14,000 points. Greatest player in Magic history.
Steve, there were a couple hundred people lined up, just like there are now, just to watch you guys come through at halftime. Do you ever get used to that part of the show?
To what?
Do you ever get used to that part of the show? I mean, there were people who left their seats just to come watch you.
Oh.
Walk off at halftime.
I think obviously we've got a lot of star power on our team, and we've got players who are very, very popular. You know, Steph. Everybody loves Steph. Every 10-year-old kid feels like he can be Steph, and he kind of looks like they do. So they all identify with him, and so it's fun. Our guys embrace it. You know, it's always flattering. You know, people are. people are really nice and come out and cheer us on the road. We'll see a lot of Warriors jerseys, so it's great.
Does this remind you of the Bulls with Jordan and that bunch?
Yes, very similar, very similar. The star power and the jerseys, you know, we used to see red jerseys in the stands all the time. And with this team, you know, a lot of blue and yellow and a lot of support on the road. It's fun.
We like to get off to a good start, you know, to start the third. You know, try to establish some momentum, you know, going and start the second half. And, you know, it's kind of been a staple of this team, you know, where we really lock in, get stops defensively, and push the tempo offense.
How difficult was this early start?
Difficult. Extremely difficult. I think you could tell in our play, definitely in the first half. But, you know, it's the NBA. You got to figure things out like that. I think we figured it out.
Draymond, you were one of the guys who wanted KD to join this team. Talk about what he's brought, chemistry-wise.
He's brought a lot. Obviously, he's brought about 26 points a game for us. Incredible defense. You know, a guy who fits right in our culture. You know, a guy who brings a little fire, a winner. Great competitor, and you know, just an all-out great person. He's brought a ton to this team.
What did people say? You know, he joined this team to win a title. You have no problem with that? Some people say he's running out.
I really don't care what people say. If you don't want to win anyway, I question you. So I don't really care what people say.
Do you feel like this season, in comparison to past ones, is going fast or going slow?
I think it's going pretty fast. That's how it feels to me. Almost at the All-Star break. I feel like the season just started yesterday. I think it's going pretty fast. I think it's good, especially when you had the last couple years we've had where you're to the finals, kind of ready to get back to playing playoff basketball. You get used to that style of ball. So I think it's good.
So with having to incorporate Kevin and some of the other players into this is good for that, right?
Absolutely, because you're figuring something out. You know, I think we were a very good team last year, but I think coming back with that team, we just wouldn't have been that good because we would have been bored, you know. But this year, you got stuff to figure out. Different lineups. Every night's a different challenge for us. So I think that's definitely been good for us.
What was your morning like as compared to, obviously, you know, night games? I mean, what time was your bus?
There was no morning. It was wake up, grab some food, throw on some sweats, get out of there. I think my bus was at 9:30. That's 6:30 West Coast time. We only been gone for 2 days. So it was brutal. My boy Juice had to wake me up. It was awful. But the first quarter was definitely rough. And the second quarter was a little bit of the same to about the end. But it's all right.
So the Warriors now leave Orlando and head to Miami, where it will be a quick turnaround as they face the Heat at the American Airlines Arena on Monday night. In Orlando, I'm Lawrence Scott.